We've got Mitch Manners joining us, Sky Racing's Gold Coast caller. Mitch, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, boys. Looking forward to some big set of trials coming up from Doomben and Bow Desert tomorrow as we start to get closer to the Winter Carnival up here. Obviously, day two of the championships in Sydney this weekend, but things are starting to warm up here. The weather has sort of been a bit of a head wreck for trainers over the last couple of weeks. They've had trials washed out or race meetings washed out. So this set of trials that are conducted tomorrow at both Doomben and Bow Desert are quite important to just get some fitness under the legs of some of these horses going through. Tony Gollan's going to send around a big team, including Antino and Freedom Rally, Comrade Rosa. I believe the Magic Millions three-year-old Guineas winner Abounding could be a nomination in a trial up there, and Far Too Easy for David McComb is likely to trial at Doomben as well, although we could see him at Bow Desert as well. So there's a number of key horses stepping out at the trials tomorrow. So a big set, and be interesting to see how a few of them go as they start to ramp up towards the carnival, which will commence the first week of May.
Are you hearing any big-name horses going up there, Mitch?
Yeah, Loz. It seems like Think About It will come up here, and whether he tries to defend his Stradbroke title or not, he might be weighted out of it this year, but I believe the Kingsford Smith is his now next target. He's had a bit of a luckless campaign through situations that just haven't panned out for him through bad draws this prep. He's sort of drawn off the track in the Canterbury Stakes and the George Ryder, and then again he was poorly served in the Doncaster with a wide draw. He battled away well, but maybe the mile and the testing track just saw him out. So I believe a freshen up is on the cards for him, and most likely he'll head towards the Kingsford Smith. Magic Time is another runner that I think connections are weighing up, whether they tackle the all-age stakes after her run in the TJ or whether they come north and head through that sprint series. Giga Kick is in the mix to come north and perhaps even I Wish I Win. So it's starting to build nicely, but I guess also too the how things pan out with Sydney this weekend is another big factor with our carnival and how horses pull up from day two of the championships after some testing runs last week on that heavy track.
Right, we're at Ipswich today. We need something. What have you got?
Yeah, I can't believe this, trainers have been crying out for turf racings and turf options. They get a soft five at Ipswich and there's feels like there's 100 scratchings. It happened at Eagle Farm last Saturday too. It's something that needs to be addressed with all these scratchings. But anyway, a tip in the last. Hopefully it works out better for us. Race 9, number 3, Salou. This race has been cut in half with scratchings. Was a bit of a hit and run here at the Gold Coast on Jewel Day. Just got caught in behind some one tiring horse at the time and never really got out. And in fact, the horse sort of ducked through underneath and pinched third. And I reckon it should have run there. Off that first up run, it'll only improve second up. And Andrew Million from a half-decent gate with that soft five rating, I think at $4, it's worth a play in the last race. 9, number 3, Salou.
Yeah, I'm sure I lost plenty of money on this horse when it was with Godolphin, actually.
Yes, yeah, it won a race at Goulburn, beat yeah. Red Card, and it looked like Burnborough, the way that it finished off in its maiden at Goulburn, and I think it sucked a few people in after that maiden, and it's now changed stables to Chris Lees and Australian Bloodstock have got it. So on its day, it's certainly capable of winning a race like this. It'll just need to turn up in some of its better form.
Okay, race 9, number 3 at Ipswich today. Salou, $4.60. Andrew Mallion rides for Chris Lees. Mate, you have a great day. Thanks again.
Thanks, boys. Chat to you next week.